to everyone who's taken time to listen in and send in their texts, their thoughts on what we were discussing here over the past hour, just about, on the Evan Bray Show. And we're talking about the federal government's pilot project they've announced that will begin in Cape Breton next month. The buyback of these, what they call the assault style firearms. We had Bob Freeburg in with us. We had our justice minister that was here, Tim McLeod, as well. And I've got a lot of texts. And what I'll do is I've got a little bit of time after the 9:30 news here, around about 9:45 or so, and we'll share some of those with you. Right now, though, we want to talk road construction. Yesterday, we were talking about the status of all these road projects in the city of Saskatoon. It's Regina's turn this morning, and we've got Curtis Doney joining us. Curtis, Deputy City Manager of City Operations in Regina. Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Brent. How are you?
You got to be loving this weather, I'm guessing, for the street projects that continue.
You bet, yeah. We're enjoying the warm September and hopeful that October stays the same.
Okay, as a guy who drives into Regina a lot, it's been a while, but I was always bugged by the construction that never seemed to be ending at the north end of Albert there, Ring Road. Did that project get all wrapped up?
So we're working on the Albert Street Bridge right now, and so that one is, we got that over 2 years, and so we're half it's going to get wrapped up here at the end of October, and then we'll have the other half next year.
That Dewdney Avenue corridor revitalization, that's a big project. Where are you at?
Yeah, that is a big project. It's we're making great progress. We've got all the undergrounds done. Large diameter water and wastewater pipes have been replaced, and we're putting down pavement in certain sections. So we're looking to get that one also wrapped up by the end of this year.
And then in the downtown, 11th Avenue revitalization?
Yeah, that one's progressing well. So from Broad to Lawrence Street, we're working on that right now. On the Broad Street side, we've got pavement down, and we're looking to have that portion done this year. And then from Lauren to Albert, we'll be doing that next year.
You know, I saw an interview with you online on YouTube just recently, and you were talking about on the 11th Avenue project. You know, that a lot of that stuff underground has been there for the better part of 100 years or so.
It has, yeah. We've got our water mains there that are from sometimes the early 1900s, and so this is a almost once-in-a-generational opportunity to go in there and replace the undergrounds, make them the right size for the future, and ensure we've got that reliable water and wastewater service.
Well, everybody likes to complain when they have to find detours, but these are good projects that'll be good investments for the future, and it'll make traffic smoother in a whole lot of areas of Regina. Is it fair to say, then, that maybe past councils have been a little remiss in keeping up with some of these improvements?
You know, I think, across all cities, there's definitely infrastructure deficits and gaps, and we're trying to focus our critical resources on certain projects and make sure we can have the biggest impact for residents and have long-term reliability for those critical services.
Do you find most of these projects stay on time and on budget?
Yeah, we're doing really good with different procurement techniques and working with the contractors. As long as we get those contracts awarded early in the year, they've got a full construction season to do their work, and excellent relationship with the contractors and staying on budget and on schedule.
Do you start any projects at this time of the year, or are you at the tail end of everything?
Yeah, we're at the tail end of most of our road projects. We are doing some wastewater relining projects, so that's where we're relining underground infrastructure, and some of that stuff, that work can start this time of year and go into the November-December timeframes.
And how far ahead do you project your next big project? Anything on the minds of the city planners and such when it comes to these construction projects that Regina citizens need to be aware of, say, next spring?
Yeah, so we've got some projects that are already approved. So like I mentioned, 11th Avenue will pick up where we stop, and we'll go from about Lauren to Albert Street. So that work will be going on. And then the other half of that Albert Street Bridge is also pre-approved. So that'll be going on next year. And then the rest is all up to council and budget conversations.
I don't know if this is in your area, but I saw some information from the city of Regina asking for feedback from citizens as they're looking for an encampment strategy. Are you involved in that process?
Not directly, but I'm aware that we're going to take a report back to council in November, and so we're just doing a survey right now to get everyone's opinion so that can help us shape our recommendations to council.
Do you have a significant problem in Regina when it comes to homeless encampments?
Nothing significant. You know, we have lots of different support systems in place. Obviously, it's as many cities across the country deal with encampments and trying to ensure that we've got the support systems available and work with the provincial government to ensure that supports are there.
Excellent. Curtis Doney, I sure appreciate your time. Have a good day and good luck getting those projects all finished up here before the snow flies.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care. Curtis Stoney, Deputy City Manager with the City of Regina in the area of city operations. And, yeah, just a bit of an update. But it is interesting, you know, in Regina and in Saskatoon, there are a lot of big roadway projects on right now and continuing and will for a while, I'm guessing, too. Some areas they've been able to do round-the-clock construction. Other areas not so much when it's in residential areas where they're doing the road work. But all of it to make our cities all that more beautiful. And hopefully fewer potholes.